think, well, that's garage.
Well, Pinkies, here I am again. It's the Fey Driver. We're driving the big tow monster today. I thought I should do a little follow-up. So this is a Pink Wheel Nuts Garage episode because we have a bunch of car questions. And I'm going to maybe go over a few things with this new vehicle that we're driving in today. The 2018 Ram 3500 towing truck. We should maybe have a discussion about names as well, but let me see. First of all, let me say one thing about the most previous episode, episode number Pink Wheel Nuts Garage 70, which I had created as a an enhanced podcast, meaning that there would be pictures in it and such, and I was having quite a bit of difficulty with my own website, pinkwheelnuts.com, because the images would not play on the Pink Wheel Nuts website. If you have an Apple device, an iOS device, an iPod, an iPhone, or an iPad, I suppose, you should have been able to view the images on your phone, your device, as it was playing. But I know that some people listen to the show through the website, George in Atlanta. Quite regrettably, I cannot... my website will not display the images in the enhanced version of the podcast. So I don't have a solution for you. It depends entirely on the website browser that you're actually using to view the file. Basically, because I use fairly old technology of Apple's, being the GarageBand such-and-such version, which I don't know which version it is, but I don't think Apple is supporting enhanced podcasts anymore in their new software, and certainly not the web browsers are also not supporting this file type any longer, so... So this is part of the problem. So I've not been able to resolve this issue on the website. If you're able to see it, you're lucky. You must be using whatever, a version of a web browser that is able to process the M4A files, which is what it is. It's an M4A. So that's my excuse. I have no... help. I have no help to assist you in viewing this enhanced version of the podcast. So, but let's get to that. So there's been some people have responded to that previous episode, number 70. Sam in the Hinterlands wrote me an email. Casey in Denver has made some comments on Twitter, as has that Peter G. And then I have some voicemails, so let's get to the voicemails. Here's a voicemail from a voice you'll recognize.
Driver, this is the Laughing Buddha giving you a phone call to say congratulations on the new vehicle, and I also have a question. So, cue the music.
Wait
a minute.
We don't.
That's not your show.
No.
Anyway, so, I'm surprised at your choice of vehicle. This seems to be somewhat a little out of character for you, even though that you had the little green truck with a big heart. We're very fond of that vehicle, so I know that this vehicle will be treated with much love and respect. But I did have a question. I was surprised that you chose a diesel vehicle.
Yes.
But given your plans of being homeless in a year or so, I can understand why you made that choice.
Well, she can explain it to me, maybe.
But my question has to deal with the new Canadian carbon greenhouse tax that is going into effect
yes.
in the second quarter of 2019 here. And I'm curious how that's going to affect your bottom line and your operating expenses of said same. So you might want to consider incorporating as Spade Driver LLC, so you can write that off on your taxes. But I'd be curious to know what sort of effect that might have going forward here. So excellent. I'll hang up and listen. So always good to hear from you, my friend. Take care.
Well, thank you, Laughing Buddha. That is not an excellent question, but it's a very good question. I believe that's trademarked. The excellent question. Anyway, thank you for your voicemail. Very many interesting comments you made there. First of all, why on earth would I buy a diesel? Yes, I don't like diesels any better than the rest of us do. They're noisy and they're stinky and they click and clack away, as you may be able to hear in the background here of this this audio podcast. You can hear. Listen to that diesel clunking away. The diesel was a priority because of the need to tow. I believe you mentioned it yourself. It is, in fact, it is more efficient fuel burning wise when you are towing a large load. I guess this will play out, and I will have to submit my evidence here in the future to see if this is true or not. But whether or not you're pulling 10,000 pounds behind you, the diesels generally get the same gas mileage, whether they're pulling empty or full. This is what they say anyway. I'm not sure it's true. But I will say the gas mileage is really good in this truck. With the very scant loads that I've been carrying, like, you know, 300 or 400 kilograms, less than 1,000 pounds, it has been it's been great gas mileage, running around 12 to 13 liters per 100 kilometers, Scotty, which is just around 30 miles per gallon. So that's pretty good. 30 miles per gallon in a big, heavy truck. With four-wheel drive running gear, and this thing is just a monstrosity, this truck. You should see the axles on this truck. They're 4 inches thick around in girth. No, diameter. Anyway, they're nice, big, beefy axles. As to the carbon tax, you know, it's already been enacted. We have been living with the carbon tax since the beginning of April, as you said, second quarter. And yes, it has raised our gas prices by about probably 6 cents per liter on gasoline, which would be about 20 cents per gallon, 20 to 22 cents a gallon, is my guess. So, I mean, you know, we just roll over and die on these gas prices. Like, they could raise the gas to $4.50 a liter and we'd still be buying it, for fuck's sakes. So the gas companies have us by the short hairs. Our current gas price is $1.67, 1.67 for a liter of gas in Vancouver. So you multiply that by a little less than four. To get a U.S. gallon, and you're looking at $6 a liter, $6.50 or something. $6.50 a gallon. Me and my numbers, you know. I would recommend fact check any number I ever mention in this podcast. Speaking of numbers, my towing capacity, I can tow a trailer that weighs up to... Oh, I gotta look it up again. God, the numbers. Something like 16,600 pounds is the trailer that I could tow, that's gonna be quite nice, because the mobile home, the fifth wheel I'm looking to buy, is gonna be between 9,000 and 10,000 pounds empty. Then we're gonna throw a bunch of stuff in it, you know, water and luggage and dog food. And that's going to put us up into the 12,000 pound range. And this truck is perfectly suited to handle that kind of a weight. Hence the need for the diesel and the super fantastic extra hefty transmission that is inside this diesel if you're going to be pulling this kind of weight. We could have got a little bit better if we went to a dual wheel axle. So, you know, the dualies you see, the trucks with the two rear wheels on each side, four wheels in total, that would bump your towing up probably double to 27,000 pounds, I believe it is, 27 to 30,000 pounds. But we didn't need that, and who wants to have a dually? Ugh, this truck is monstrosity, is monstrous on its own without having two extra wheels sticking out the back end of it. So we knew we weren't going for the dualies. Thank you for your question, Laughing Buddha. That was a very good question. I would like to say it was an excellent question, but as you know, I am bound by the fear of litigation against not saying those words. We have another voicemail from another person whom you'll recognize in Scotty the Little Aussie Battler.
Hello, Faye Driver. This is Scotty Aussie Battler. And listen, cue the music for a question.
I don't do music.
Okay, I know, there's no music, and I know the answer already. Didn't you say to me, don't buy a diesel? Diesel engines are dumb, they're stupid, they're ridiculous, you have to do more servicing, they're just giant pieces of junk, you're going to get ripped off for the rest of your life getting a diesel engine serviced. Pretty sure that's an exact quote from you to me. So how surprising to see that you bought a giant yank tank that's diesel. Anyway, I like the bit about the extra side mirrors that stick out, especially the way you drive, you're going to need them. But listen, this is my tip. Remember when I had that Toyota Hilux bummy old car about, gosh, I don't know now what it would have been, 7 or 8 years ago. The thing is, when you drive a giant bummy car, especially if it's a big black super long American Ram, everybody gets out of your way. So you don't need those extra bits on the side mirrors. Just drive. Okay, thanks, bye.
Well, thank you, Scotty. Yes, I have spoken with quite a bit of disdain about diesels, and it's a pot calling the kettle black, I admit it. Even Laughing Buddha said, I'm surprised you would buy a vehicle like this because it doesn't fit my it's not my style, as he says. Because, you know, I like a faster, more sporty vehicle, obviously. But here's the thing. This is the situation. I'm a strong believer in a tool that does the for the purpose, the right tool for the job. And, you know, I love a good drivetrain. I'm always excited to be driving these cars and experiencing how the engine puts the power through all the whirly gigs and the gears and the transmissions and stuff. And, you know, I love to experience a good drivetrain. And this vehicle, it holds to that same concept. Is this vehicle is purpose-built, designed to be able to, well, it's a four-wheel drive for starters. I'm looking forward to playing with that and getting some experience in four-wheel driving. But also that it has, it's beefy enough and has enough integrity within the drivetrain to be able to pull these kinds of heavy, heavy loads. And the amount of weight you can put 7,000 pounds on the back axle alone. And that's exactly what I'm looking for. I need a vehicle that is able to handle these large weights. And I might say, do it in quite some classy comfort and style. It is a very nice, this is a very nicely appointed truck with all the leather and its electric seats and heating and all this kind of stuff. So it's pretty comfortable in here. And I suspect it's going to be pretty comfortable traveling across country, chugging along in my diesel at 1600 RPMs, burning, you know, 13 or 14 liters per 100 kilometers. Maybe 15, who knows, we'll see. So, you know, I defend my choice, and I feel, right now, I feel I'm quite happy. This truck seems like a super nice truck. I'm very impressed with it. There were a couple other questions, but I'm going to have to take a break here, so I may come back later on to discuss more items. In case I don't, I am the Faye Driver. Thank you for those to those people who have sent in a question by recording it on their phone. Something Sam in the hinterland might consider with your wacky, wacky Subaru. Maybe you should send your question in, and I might try to address it, although I have no idea what's wrong with your wacky car. That's it for now. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.